Lewis.
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It's a Thursday. It's 12/26/24. Hi, Steve.
Hello and welcome back, Jay.
Yeah, you're lucky to have me.
I sure am.
I mean, I was this close
to
winning $1 billion.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was this close.
How close is this close?
So, you know, you got to match the five numbers and then the mega ball, the yeller one. Or I think they call it gold, which is dumb because it's yellow. Maybe that's it. Maybe the people who run the lottery are colorblind and they didn't know that I had the right numbers. They just didn't know which balls I had.
Numbers and colors aren't the same thing, though.
It's true. So you need six total. Five of the white ones to match, and then the yellow one, and then you're the, I don't want $1 billion.
Uh-huh.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So I went and bought a ticket. My wife and I went and bought tickets. We bought a couple, and we got back home, and of the five, I was, so obviously we won something. I don't even know what it was yet. We got zero matched of the white ones and didn't match the yellow one.
So you won nothing.
Yeah. Which is weird because I pretty much had already had a design on what I was going to do with it. So, yeah, and it didn't win $1 billion. So you're lucky to have me here, Steve, because I was so close.
Oh, are we going to buy a new truck?
You know what? Is that what we're going to do right off the bat?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, welcome back to YouTube, buddy.
Jokes, man.
These are all jokes, you guys. Oh, wow.
No, it's good to have you back, though, Jay. Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't win.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I know you are because you would have benefited from that.
How would I bet? You were going to give me some of the money?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Well, what's my cut?
Of a billion?
Yeah.
Like $500?
I mean, I'll take it. Seems kind of low.
I'm just going to say, I was actually thinking about that. I was like, well, you know, I could set Steve up with a retirement fund.
And yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hi, Les.
Hey, Les.
What's going on?
Hi. So, went on a date with a guy one time. Notice I say one time.
Kevin James.
Went into his house and it's like, oh, what are all those urns on the top of your mantle there?
Uh-oh.
They're all my animals that I've had in my lifetime.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9. Coyote Country.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Welcome back, Steve.
Thanks, Jay.
I mean, well, did you enjoy your vacation?
I did.
Yeah. Travel a lot, do a lot of fun stuff?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I
can't see you around the cleaning people, but it's fine.
It's only one person. It's a very important person. VIP, Jay, if you will.
VIP in the studio.
That's right.
Man, I wish she cleaned this quietly at home. This is amazing.
She's laughing.
Is she shaking? She's shaking her head from the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, there's a smile.
Yeah, there's a smile. I know. Well, you know, my wife accompanied me today. She just came and she's got, you know, time off and just loves me so much, can't be without me. Or I don't know of another reason. You can take those snowflakes down too if you want. Yeah, throw them away. Those have been around forever. It's fine.
Oh.
Well, now I'm sad, but it's okay. Huh. I told her she could throw anything out because obviously there's some cleaning to be done. Now she's cleaning the windows.
This is really something.
This is different than the way I clean, Steve. I'm like, all right, well, this time of year I usually clean. Sorry to take your first thought, but.
Mm-hmm. No, we got time.
Usually I clean, over. I just do like a de-lousing, so to speak, of the studio, you know, because no one cleans it. I don't know if you noticed that. It's hard to, probably well, it's hard for you.
I mean, you do occasionally.
But yeah, but not like it's, you know, you give it a good deep cleaning. My version of deep cleaning, about 50% of her version of deep cleaning, as you can see, because I don't think I've ever cleaned the windows.
Oh, there goes the...
Yeah, there's scotch tape coming off. But that was, hey, that was nostalgic tape, honey. You got to put that back
it's
on.
It's very
there.
Sentimental.
Sentimental scotch tape stuck to the window from who knows what that was taped there at some point.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
Oh, there that goes.
Okay. Well, wow, that actually is cleaner. Holy smokes. That's already way better. Well, welcome back from your extended vacation there, Steve. I know you had a full 24 hours.
I did?
Yeah.
It was great. I got to see a movie, got to enjoy
some
Chinese
food. Oh, we'll have to do a little movie review coming up.
Yeah. I'll tell you all about it.
All right.
Without spoiling it, hopefully.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And here I am.
Nice. What did you have for your Christmas dinner? Did you have anything fun?
So it's what I usually get.
Chinese food?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So beef and broccoli.
Beef and broccoli, yeah.
Uh-huh. Fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
White rice.
Yeah, oh, wow, mixing it up.
Yeah, and then I got some other stuff for later.
Okay.
/ I'm going to eat some of that later, too.
I see. So you have leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
I did my thing. Where you, it's like if you spend, you spend $50, you get 12 off. So I just stockpile on food.
Okay. All right. And that does not include the delivery charge?
Oh, I picked it up this time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because I was out and about with the movie.
Oh, 50 and get 12 free. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems good.
I mean, they still charge you whatever the fees are, or whatever, too. So
yeah. You got to eat, though.
Yeah.
How many meals will you get out of the $38 you spent?
Probably, I want to say like 4.
Well, I'd say that's pretty good.
Maybe 5?
I mean, $9 a meal? I mean, I'd say that's quite a bit of food.
Yeah. And it might be like some snacking and whatever.
Sure, too, so. Of course, yeah.
It works.
We did the classic that we always do, a panda, and that's not what we always do, but we came back on Christmas Eve, you know, so we decided, well, let's just get, nobody's cooking when you fly back and it's middle of the day. We're like, oh, let's just get panda. We'll just have panda tonight. And then we had leftovers and we were like trying to decide whether we wanted to go get some sort of Christmas dinner. And then we realized everything was closed. We had not planned ahead the way we should have. And then, everything was closed. Do you want to know why? Christmas.
Flag Day? Oh.
Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. We pulled into a grocery store, closed.
Huh.
Went by another place, closed. Went to Walmart. We're like, well, they're probably open. Security guard sitting in the parking lot. Moose out front, should have told you. And, you know, we get there and he's like, not open till... Was it today at 6 a.m.? Yeah, today at 6 a.m.
Oh.
And that was at like, noon yesterday. I'm like, well, good for them. Everybody gets a day off. Good for you guys.
Yeah. That's nice.
And did you watch football? You watched basketball? You watched movies? What was your day off viewing like?
Mainly just the movie and then sleeping and... I don't know.
I like how the text line is now saying hello to Denise. Not one person has said hi to us, Steve. They don't care.
Oh.
I think it's appropriate, but it's slightly hurtful.
Yeah, a little bit. But, I mean, she's doing most of the work here.
She's doing the work. She hasn't even said a word on the air and doesn't plan to. But, yeah, because,
Is that for real? Is she not going to talk?
She didn't seem super interested in it. No.
She's zipping her lips.
Yeah. Oh, that's, God, I wish we had a microphone at home.
I'm not going to say rude, but I'm thinking rude. I'm also thinking a bunch of other things, but
I'm sure you
rude
are.
Is one of them.
Yeah, it's kind of fun because she's doesn't want to talk, so I can say whatever I want. I mean, there'll be,
repercussions
price to pay later on in the day.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. So- The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It was funny, at least in my head, in the moment.
Man, and that, we all know what good radio and conversation that makes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
Now you're definitely being a Samantha.
There it is.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Audio Vault time, by the way. Thanks and good morning to Ian and Bill and Kim and John and Susan, all up and working, or at least up.
I mean, we're all awake.
Yeah, yeah.
Allegedly.
Right, yeah. And true, I don't know the name of this person, but you know, healthcare workers, it doesn't really matter what day of the holiday, it's just a day, another day of the week for a lot of people, you know.
Oh.
Oh, got to work a Wednesday, got to work a Wednesday. So God bless you for that, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Audio Vault time. This is coming up. When is American Idol return to the airwaves? Do we know the date?
I want to say January or February.
Say
it. It might be March.
Go ahead, say it.
You know, hold on. If only there was a way.
I know.
You know, I heard a lot of I played a lot of best ofs, and the amount of times we said,
if only there was a way that March 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern, we would find out that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't say that specifically.
Oh, okay. Just, yeah.
But, you know, something along the lines of the Google machine.
Yeah, or there's only way there was a way to reference when it starts with the Carrie Underwood.
Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Welcome to Hollywood, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Carrie.
I can't believe it. 20 years ago, I was standing on a stage just like this one.
And now you're sitting here with us.
That's the power of American Idol. So, what do you say? Should we change some lives together?
Let's do this.
So there you go. Back on it in March. Obviously, they're taping shows now. To run in a couple of months here. Mm-hmm. That is kind of weird. It's been 20 years, but
yeah.
I'll be interested to see how she does as a judge.
What is, did you decide, did you make a final opinion on what you think? An opinion on an opinion?
I think the jury's out.
Okay. So you're unsure at this point?
I am unsure, yeah.
Okay.
I think it can be difficult, and I don't know. It takes a lot of compassion to be a judge.
Okay.
And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out because some people are really, really good with that. I mean, and some people just aren't. That's just kind of how it goes. And I've been wrong pretty much every time. Like, I didn't know how Bublé would do on The Voice, and I wasn't sure how Snoop would do, and I couldn't have been more wrong. They were great.
Okay.
And I'm just going to have to believe that the producers knew what they're doing better than what I do. So
is your fear that she's not going to form a connection with people that she doesn't know?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I mean, I've been wrong at every turn, so we'll see what happens.
All right.
Showering, Steve, do you do it?
I mean, I try to.
Do you ever take do you have a bath in your apartment?
I don't. Not enough room.
Oh, yeah. So there's a story out about people who take baths and then apparently who take showers after baths to, I guess, just rinse off?
Not like
so people are saying you have to rinse off after you take a bath?
Yes. So that is what...
Oh, wait.
So she used that as an analogy as to like how she washes her dishes. She says, well, if you take a bath, don't you have... You don't take a shower after. And some people are like, obviously you take a shower. And other people say, you don't need to.
So the debate is whether you should take a shower after a bath.
I'm interested. I'll put it on the poll, but if you're up and available to text, I'd be curious.
Yeah.
If you take a bath, do you take a shower after the bath?
Have you ever even thought of doing that?
No.
Have you ever taken a bath?
Yeah.
And what's the... What, you just dry off after, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I feel like there's no other thing to do than that.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I am not sure what the answer is.
I mean, I guess if you kind of think about it, right, you're sort of sitting...
In your own filth?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I mean, taking a shower after taking a bath?
Seems like a lot.
A lot of work, yeah.
A lot of work. Showering is an amazing amount of work.
Well... You know, you gotta...
Well, it is for some people, apparently, like Tommy Lee's wife. That was a lot. There was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Doesn't shower a lot.
Yeah. Not big on the showers.
I actually got hated on, I would say, 5 years ago because I talked about how I hate showering.
Do you not shower every day?
No.
Girl, what? What do you take, like those like sink baths with the
Not even?
Just dirty? I just get too close. I'm all...
I just get off a plane
you
and raw dog
really
it to
clean.
Go. To, no, I I've gotten better over the years.
Okay, but you don't shower every day?
No.
I feel like that's European, though, because Europeans, like, and my husband was born in Greece.
Was he?
Yeah, he was born in Athens, and his mother was Miss Greece, like, so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he said growing up, his mom, you know, like, that's a thing in Europe. You don't need to shower every day. They would just do the white washcloth if they felt like they were getting a little funky. But, you know, shower, like, my husband showers, like, once a week.
Wow. Does he do the bird bath?
Bird bath, yeah.
I never heard it called that either, by the way.
What does that mean?
Bird bath?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's just use sink, you know, like out of a, and then like take a washcloth or something?
Huh.
That seems like more work than showering.
It all seems like a lot of work,
Dave. At that point, just shower, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that that would be,
Unless you're in a time crunch, then I would imagine that might be the only reason, but I feel like sometimes the quote-unquote bird bath would take just as long as the shower.
You think anybody does the opposite? Like they take a bath after they shower? Would that be counterproductive?
That seems silly.
Yeah. Well, so does this.
That's your audio vault for a Thursday, the day after Christmas, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Four. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My son's girlfriend cooked some steak bites the other night.
Uh-huh.
And they were really good.
Yep. How good were they?
I just tried one of them just to try it because she wanted me. But she goes, yeah, they're a little salty.
Kevin James.
And I took it. I was like, oh my God, that is so salty. Just because I'm not used to eating.
But did you say, oh, they're great?
No, I told her.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, let's check out the text line. It's open right now, 509-441-0999. We'll act like it's a Monday. I've been gone for a while. Steve's been gone for an extreme length of time.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours.
To the text line.
By the way, what was it like around here on Monday and Tuesday? Calm, cool, collected, relaxed?
Calm, cool, collected don't mix with me, Jay.
No, but, yeah, that's right. That's true.
But I will say yes. No, everything was
pretty mellow on the lead-in.
Yeah, it was smooth.
Yeah, that's good.
I disturbed you on vacation, so I apologize for that.
That's fine.
Didn't mean to.
Yeah, no, it's all good. No big deal. Whatever. I mean, a quick phone call or a text is never an issue. Or an email. Or 10. No, you were good. And I was just glad we fixed the problem. That was the main thing.
Yeah, not that it was a big issue.
No, not at all. Nancy says, Steve, bath after shower, really? She's very upset with you.
I mean, I've never done it, but...
Just curious.
I'm just curious if people have.
Waste of water, that's crazy. Don't do the bath after shower, shower after bath thing. No. Let's see. Shower burns 8 gallons a minute. Thank you. Just in case you were curious.
Oh. Huh.
I'm trying to see what this one says. Listening in the shower. Soap definitely needs soap. So I
listening
ended
to
up
the radio.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Ended up standing there naked, thinking about you guys, asking if I should wash my feet or just let the soapy water run over them.
Was this all one person?
Yeah. You know what? You do you. And thanks for having us on while you're showering. I mean, you know, whatever it takes.
Nice.
Do you not listen to the radio in the bathroom, Steve? I feel like that's a pretty popular place to listen.
Yeah, no, I don't think
Do you have a radio at your house?
Yes.
Do you have a smart speaker at your house?
Not that I use.
Do you have? Okay. So it's like, as my wife said moments ago, as she stands here and cleans the studio.
But she's doing a fantastic job.
Oh, you have no idea. She's like, why do we have this? I'm like, throw it out. Why do we have this? Throw it out. Why do we have moldy butter? Throw it out.
Moldy butter? Is there moldy butter?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Denise. Yeah, there was apparently in there. It's like every time we do breakfast of some sort, it's like I'd run to the store and I'd just grab like one of those small butters. And then she goes, why do we have 4 butter? I'm like,
we're going to not have any.
Well, she's consolidating, I think, into one. I don't know. We have a lot of napkins. Guess where we got those, honey?
I've got some in here, too.
To the text line.
509-441-0999.
Yeah.
Heard you're giving away sweatshirts for the new year. How do I get it? Okay, that's fair. So you would go to the website, thebig999coyotecountry.com. Pretty simple. You got it so far.
Yep.
And then up above, there's like a tab that says the country club. You can click on that and then you just click on contests. So it's like two or three clicks. Sorry about that. You know what? We should put up a graphic. Steve, do we have... We can put it up on the front, right? Like a slider? And.
Yeah, did I not do that?
Maybe you did. Possible.
Oh, no, I don't think I did.
All right, well, Steve will make it easier for you. Is that good? At some point. And then you can just click on it. It'll take you right there, and that's how you enter to win it.
Yeah, okay.
New year, new hoodie, I think the guy says. So, yeah, so that's how you...
The guy.
You know the guy, Steve. You know the guy.
Oh, I see it right here. It's super simple. I'll make it easier though.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
I do really like the graphic though.
Trying to remember what it was. What was it? Yes. I'm gonna go look now. Now you've got my curiosity piqued.
I really think.
Oh, the coyote was in. He's wearing a hoodie, right? Our buddy Coyote.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie's wearing a hoodie, and he says, "Win a Coyote Country sweatshirt," right there.
Yeah, it's adorable.
Yeah, it's so cute. So yeah, you could be like Charlie and wear a hoodie. So it's super simple. We'll make it even easier. You'll click on Charlie's face and it'll take you to the hoodie.
What a weird thing to say.
I know. Jen says, always listen to Coyote Country radio in every room. That's how you do it,
oh,
Jen.
Wow.
Let's go. Happy New Year.
Yeah. I mean, I just I use my phone, car radio, or I have a like radio CD alarm clock.
A radio CD alarm clock.
Yeah, that tells you how old it is.
Baby, let's go. 1995. How are you today?
Yeah, it's got this really weird antenna thing.
Oh, is it like it's flexible, right? Like a wire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that too.
Oh, do we have the same one?
I'm going to actually put that on the board. Do you have a clock radio? Because I don't know how many people do.
Yeah. My thought was originally, well, I used it when I was in high school.
Yes.
And
wow.
College.
Wow.
Maybe not actually college. I think I used my phone.
Sure.
But at the time, my thought was, okay, if my phone alarm doesn't go off, I have a backup.
Right.
But I never set it. So it doesn't really help. Now it's just another clock, which I guess is fine.
It is. And now it's up on the poll. Do you have an alarm clock radio? You can check it out on Twitter or X, whichever you prefer to call it, @JayandKevin. The Big 99.